All right. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Victor Cruz Acting Studio Podcast. Woo! I don't know if I should keep calling it podcast or if I should just call it Victor Cruz Acting Studio and just leave it like that. Leave people in suspense like, wait, but what is this? It's a podcast. Yes. And today's podcast is very special because I am here with the woman, the mom, this amazing human being, the spirit who has changed my life completely, completely. Even before I became a teacher, I was an actor, I was a comedian, but when I met her, I really didn't know who the hell I was. And she really kicked my butt. She really kicked my butt. When I say kick my butt, I mean that more so as she encouraged the hell out of me to really look at myself for who and what I was. And that is not always an easy thing to do. That is scary as hell.
It is.
And that then becomes up to you, right? The choice is yours. So whether it's you're with this beautiful human being or just in life, you've never met her. But you have to make a choice in your own journey. So without further ado, I'd like to welcome my beautiful spiritual teacher and master, Guru Enlightenment.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
I feel like there should have been an applause there.
I know, right?
We are here at the live studio at Guru's home. FYI, for the people listening, just so you know, from time to time, she might yell at her kids because she's had like 30 kids in this life. No, she's had 7 kids. She had 4 kids. And then once she thought she was done and she was about to party and enjoy her life, then came 3 additional kids, which started out as foster kids, eventually became her adopted kids.
Oh my God.
So they're still kids and they're in this house. So you might hear them in the background. But she's amazing. Welcome to my podcast. You are my very first guest, and this is perfect.
Are you serious? Really?
You're my first guest.
Wow.
Come on, you heard my first episode. I ain't have no guest on there. Don't be acting like you don't know what's happening here.
I'm so impressed. I didn't know what to do with myself.
You're like Dr. Eva over here, just like rubbing that bear. Just
That's my little bear. It comforts me because I don't have a man, so I got to comfort the bear.
You have no man to comfort the bear. That bear's like,
help.
Yeah, help me. You don't know what she does to me.
And I washed it today, too.
Wow.
So now it's nice and soft.
if I scan a blue light on that bear, the things I will find.
This is why it looks like, what you talking about? Yeah.
This bear used to have a smile on his face.
He has a frown now.
He has a frown. It's like, SOS, help. So for my listeners, you know, they don't know this, and they are going to know this on this episode, is that, you know, when I first met you, I was not a teacher. When I first met you, I didn't even know what the heck you did.
Right.
I was just like, what do you do exactly? I remember I came in, I was like partially confused because my spiritual sister, Warrior, invited me to come to your workshop back in 2007.
Correct.
And I remember you had long red hair. You had a chair right here in the corner.
Correct.
When I came into your living room, there was like 1,000 women in this living room. And there was women hanging off the fan. There were women on the shelves. I mean, there was so many women. There was women coming out of your vagina. We'll keep it PG. There was just women everywhere. There was one guy I remember. I knew him. I said, oh, thank God.
There's a guy.
Hello. You know, we held hands the whole time.
Right.
But I wasn't a teacher back then. And I didn't know what you did back then. And then I learned that you had a gift. A gift to see people's journeys, right? Their past, their present, their future. My spirit would speak to you and tell you exactly who I was.
Exactly.
Because me being in this human body, I was, you know, obviously, and I had piles and piles of things that I had absorbed from society, my friends and family. And so I was blinded. I didn't really see who I was. And so you took me through that process. But maybe we can just start with who and what you are. so that people know. And then we'll get to the teaching stuff and the acting stuff in a second.
Okay.
But I think it's important people know who you are.
Well, I'm a spiritual teacher. I'm here to guide people to their path, to build up their confidence within themselves, their self-esteem. I see their past lifetime and see what they brought into this lifetime. And we work on that aside from the tribulations that they're going in this present lifetime. So I help them to deal with whatever, to learn how to deal with them. I teach them how to deal with it. I also teach them to become free and independent. I don't believe that anybody should depend on anybody, you know. And that's what I teach them, to be free even from me. And I teach people to not let the world affect them the way it does. I teach them how to work through that, you know, humbleness. Everything that I teach is very positive. There are many things that I do, but, you know, we don't have that much time to discuss everything that I do.
But that's okay. I mean, you're soon enough, you're going to have your own podcast.
Yes, I am.
You have a website in which people can visit, which is guruenlightenment.com. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to spell it for you guys because it's not spelled like enlightenment.
Right.
It's spelled guru, G-U-R-U. ENLIGHTMENT.com. Mm-hmm. And of course, I'll include this in the description of the mm-hmm. episode, but I just want people to know that they can look forward to connecting with you further. And there's a lot more stuff coming out about your life and a little bit more focus on certain areas that maybe we don't cover tonight.
Right.
That I think is going to be great for them.
Right.
To discover.
Agree.
Mm-hmm. Here we are. I think I've known you now more than 10 years I've known you.
Yeah.
And you've definitely kicked my butt in so many ways.
In so many ways and in so many directions.
Oh, baby, don't talk to me like that. Especially not now we're recording this. Please don't get hot and heavy while you're listening to this. You kicked my butt, but I've never quit. I've hung in there matter what. And you've never given up on me.
No.
Which I can't tell you, and I always tell you that it means the world to me. I get emotional when mm-hmm. I think about that.
Mm-hmm.
But now, in 2011, I started teaching.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember I shared with you that this was something I wanted to do. I was definitely nervous.
Mm-hmm.
And during my first workshop that I did, we did it for free.
Mm-hmm.
40 people showed up.
Mm-hmm.
And most of them, I didn't even know where they came from. It was just word of mouth people shared, and this I did through Facebook.
Right.
That was the beginnings. I said, okay, I can do this. Then I started doing my classes. The first class I did, I had 18 students.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, all right, this is happening. And then at some point, it dropped down to like 2 students, then up to like 8 students. That was all Warrior who left and then came back.
Uh-huh.
Anyways, over the years, I taught a certain way. Then came a point where you started really getting into teaching me how to teach the students and the lessons that really mattered.
Right.
Because in the beginning, I think I was definitely grabbing from things that I had learned in
from
school myself and from the world.
Right.
Now we get a chance to like tap into the acting stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get right into it.
All right.
When you think of an actor... And you train me. I mean, you are my mm-hmm. acting teacher, along right. with a group of us here. An actor who's just starting out, an actor who has no knowledge, but they're thinking about it.
Right.
They want to start. Where can they start?
Well, I feel that if people are looking for someone to teach them, mm-hmm. I think I would definitely refer them to you.
Right.
And the purpose that I would do that is because you have learned not to do things as the world.
Right.
But different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that that's something that the world doesn't teach.
Hmm.
You know what I'm saying? There's so many mystical when it comes to being an actor.
Hmm.
there's so many secrets within yourself that you have and that you bring. Mm. But society is about the teacher who's teaching. It's mm-hmm. it's about how I teach what I do. Right. And it's never about the student, you know, because these actors are the ones that matter and count. And they also have a story to tell.
Right.
You know, and you go to these other acting class and it's like, okay, I want you to read so-and-so script and act in so-and-so script. And I think that I don't accept it, don't believe in that, because I think that every human being has a story to share. Mm-hmm. And I think that when they do that, the acting comes out more right. intense. So these are, you know, the qualities that you have gained in learning how to be a teacher. And what I'm so pleased and proud of is that you are allowing these teachings to affect your students. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I think that you can see a big difference in,
sure.
in the way that you used to teach, how you teach now. I feel that people who take that opportunity to learn from you, they're getting such a different experience, and it has nothing to do with the world. And you're going to make it your business, not only as a person, not only as a teacher, but as a human being, to make sure that these students get what they need, because you know what they need the most.
That was one of the big lessons that you taught me.
Mm-hmm.
You said a good teacher is a good detective.
Mm-hmm.
You seek out the clues, the details that lead specifically to that student's needs.
Exactly.
This way you're not just presenting to them a general lesson that most teachers will do.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are some students that are trying to keep up and they can't
right.
because that material is not necessarily connected to them on a more deeper personal level.
Absolutely.
Another thing that you taught me, which was major, was that there's a lot of value in our stories
mm-hmm.
and that each student has thousands and thousands of stories inside, because in the spiritual world, you know, what you teach your students and what you teach me mm-hmm. is that, you know, we have past lifetimes.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's all this information that is inside you mm-hmm. just waiting to come out.
Exactly.
And others are able to connect to that stuff and also learn from you.
Absolutely.
So my entire program now with my acting classes, which I'm really proud of and I
you
feel really
be.
Good about, is the fact that I encourage the students to now write all of the monologues, all of the scenes, even fake commercials.
That's fine.
They write them. And what I've been seeing now for a while is how empowered they feel, which you were telling me that for a while. You said, you know, when you start to do this, you're going to see how it's going to change.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of them had no idea that they could write. And so there's one student in particular now in one of my classes that mm-hmm. he's so funny. I mean, he's hilarious. And he writes his story, and it's so funny. And then when you talk to him in person, he sounds exactly the way he does. You think that the show is still going on. And so I told him during class one, I said, you have to write a one-man show. I said, because you're funny. And all the students encourage him. They're like, you got to do a one-man show. I mean, they can't wait.
Right.
I said, one day you're going to be on Broadway. We will have witnessed the workshopping of your show. We'll have the nosebleed seats. We won't be able to afford to sit in the front to wave and let you know we're there. But just so you know, we will be there, you know. And now, because at the end of every class, we have a presentation, a live presentation that the students do. So now I have that every end of every course.
Okay.
And so his piece now, for his original piece was like 5 minutes. This new piece he's written, which includes music, and acting, and
wow.
It's like 15 minutes, 20 minutes long. And I'm not even asking him to cut it. I'm not asking him to edit. I'm like, we're going to do exactly what you wrote.
Wow. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's really awesome.
It's a 3-hour show. But you know what it is? What's great about him is that, you know, I shared with him a door
mm-hmm.
and he walked through it and he can't stop walking. And he's on his own now.
And he's like, now I'm thinking that this is going to be the opening of my one-man show. So now he's starting to believe that this could happen. And honestly, I could not have approached this kind of work without your guidance. Mm-hmm. It has changed my life. When I'm in that room, it like means the world to me that I'm teaching these people. Mm-hmm. Because it just... here's what's happening. A lot of people are now telling me, oh, Victor, I'm thinking about coaching actors. I'm thinking about teaching them. They're thinking about it because they want to make extra money. For me, like, I'm definitely not getting rich off of this.
Right.
It pays the space.
Right.
And I'm okay with that. Right. I mean, sure, on a business level, you want it to be greater. But for me, the greatest payment, and I feel like I'm saying what you say when you see us succeed.
Exactly.
It really is a great thing for me to see.
Because it is. Then you know that what you're doing, number one, is the right thing.
Right.
Then you know that following your journey is also the right thing. Mm-hmm. And also, as you see your students progress, you also are progressing. Mm-hmm. Because you also are becoming more confident. You trust yourself even more, you know, and you start believing yourself more. Mm-hmm. And when you develop that within yourself, then you turn out, you know, in time to be a great teacher. Mm. You know, the thing about teaching is that everybody can teach. That's not the problem. It's how you teach
right. That
makes a big difference. Mm-hmm. You know, no different than if a teacher is in school teaching her students. It's not about her being a teacher. It's how she is teaching.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And when you teach the right way, then you get a lot of people who are willing to learn and to grow and to listen and to hear the things that you have to say. And like what you just said about this young man, you know, you showed him that door. Mm-hmm. Now he doesn't want to stop. So you've given him something that no one ever took the time to give. And you know what it was? As simple as giving him the time to show him that he's capable of doing it. As simple as that. And that's what you did. And that's what happens in the world, that you don't get this kind of teaching. And it doesn't, you know, it doesn't make a difference how much you charge. It never carries out the highest value.
Right.
It just doesn't.
It would never add up.
No, it would
add up. There's no dollar amount you could put on what's actually happening in the class.
Yes, no, you can't. Mm. And the sincerity of these students of yours, how happy they are. You know what I'm saying? So there's a big difference. And like, as a teacher, me being a teacher for so many years, and, you know, I don't charge for what I do neither, it is a pleasure to see you as a teacher now teaching, you know. To me, that's awesome. Or when I see my other students teaching in their own form of way, that says a lot.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great deal.
Right.
And I think that I want people to understand that they don't have to be an actor or an actress to go to your class. They can also go because they need the confidence to speak.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to speak to audience or to speak to other people that they don't have that.
Right.
You know, so your class represents not just one thing, but it represents a great deal of things of right. learning process. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because everybody has different masks within themselves. And because they do, it's good to go to a place, your home, because that is your home, that people can feel like, okay, I'm not an actor, not an actress, but I do need help in feeling comfortable and speaking to people and not close myself.
Mm.
And they also can get that from you. And at the same time that they're getting that from you, they're going to get to know about themselves even more.
Mm.
So how awesome is that itself?
That's great. That's really great. It's exciting. It's really exciting.
Yeah.
So I'm, you know, I thank you for everything. And I'm wondering, there's any advice that you can give? You know, it's a good point that you made, where a lot of the stuff that we're doing in class, because I've had people that are not students, mm-hmm. not actors.
Mm-hmm.
I've had people who were like accountants
mm-hmm.
or chefs people that just, they had certain types of jobs where they had to give presentations, but they were very nervous.
You see?
And so I get those from time to time. Matter of fact, there's a woman now who's, she's just a writer, but she wants to feel comfortable presenting her ideas.
Good for her.
And so it's interesting because we've only had this is our fourth class we just had this week, and she is way more confident than she was from class number one. So people listening to this podcast now, is there any advice that you can give? You know, obviously we have some actors that are listening, but we've got other folks from all walks of life.
Right.
Any advice you can give them before we sort of close out this podcast today?
Yeah, I feel that people should give themselves an opportunity and give themselves a chance to learn certain things, to learn whatever is in them to learn. I think that is so awesome. And I also feel that if you want to get to know yourself more, take a chance and go to your acting class. You know, go to Tree's class. Well, we know you as
Spiritual Tree. That's
right. And in your acting class, everybody knows you as Victor Cruz.
Sure.
All right?
Sure.
So, yeah, I think that people should take a chance. I think anything that is worthwhile looking at, that is different.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying go look at everything that's the same, because we don't do things that are the same.
Right.
But take a chance at something that is not the same.
Mm-hmm.
And test it out. Check it out. Just like when I do my broadcast, it's not the same as everybody else's. It's different.
Right.
So what is it going to hurt to take a chance? You know, like I used to tell people, if you don't like it, push the button.
Turn it off. Right.
You're not a friend to me. It's okay.
Right.
But before you do, give it a chance.
And here's I just thought of this now as you were talking. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of actors that have studied in institutions or schools in which they have gone through a process where they no longer feel confident. A lot of them may have, because I know a lot of people I went to school with, a lot of them not even actors anymore. You know, they went through that process, mm-hmm. and if I just happen to have pretty thick skin, you know, sometimes when they were, mm-hmm. I don't want to say whipping us, but mm-hmm. they, you know, sometimes some classes were harsh.
Right.
By the time you get to your senior year, you're thinking, I'll give this a shot for this amount of time, but maybe this is not for me.
And that's so sad.
For those people that have gone through that process
and given up,
but inside them is still
that hope.
That hope, that little faint light wanting to, what can they do?
I feel that, you know, to me, I don't care how old you are, it's never too late.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel that it is sad that they chose to give up, and they gave up because they didn't believe in themselves, or they didn't have confidence enough, and they didn't have support enough, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel that, you know, everyone in life, in anything that they enjoy doing, love to do, they should give themselves a chance. I don't care if you're married. I don't care if you have 100 children. You know what I'm saying? I think that give yourself that opportunity. It is so important. It really is, because a lot of people in the world are so unhappy because they're not able to achieve anything. And it doesn't have to be where the world accepts it. It has to be where you accept it, where you know. Whether it's small, medium, or big, it doesn't make the amount. But I think that everybody should give themselves a chance. Nothing is ridiculous, nothing is stupid, nothing is foolish. You know, just give yourself that chance. You know, and if they feel uncomfortable, then let them go to your class.
Always bring them back to the class. For those people who, it's so funny, I had a question right here. Oh, this is what it was. For those people that don't make it, to, let's say, you know,
on TV,
to be on a major TV show, to be on Broadway doing a major production, if they don't make it there, have they failed?
No, they haven't. You know, again, we don't need to be accepted by the world.
Mm-hmm.
We don't need to be accepted by the TV, the tubes, the Hollywood world. No, the fact is that you allow to follow that that journey, and wherever it took you, it was fine. It was great. Mm-hmm. You understand? Because not everybody's going to be on TV. It's just a reality. Nobody's going to become that famous. It's just a reality. But that's the world's reality. Mm-hmm. But the world within you is also reality, meaning that you did it. You did it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that's something that has no price, and that's something that no one can ever give you back. No right. one is giving it to you. And I feel that if people are trying to find themselves and trying to get to know themselves also, they can also, you know, reach out to me and I can help them.
I was just going to say that, by the way, I mentioned her website earlier, but her website is guruenlightenment.com. It's going to be included in the description of this episode. Guru does not charge for what she does.
Never have, no.
She never has. And I say this because her thing is, don't believe in what she says, believe in what you see.
Right, because everybody has their own truth.
That's right. And I have my truth. And my truth is that your lessons have changed my life in a major way.
Mm-hmm.
And they continue to do that. Mm. And it's not that I'm perfect now, because no, I'm not. You continue kicking my butt
right.
every single day when I need it to remind me that I need to stay on my path, on my journey. Because when I don't follow my path and my journey, I'm selling myself short.
Correct.
And why would I do that? Why would I waste time? So for anybody out there who's just inspired by this conversation, mm-hmm. I encourage you to reach out to Guru, even if just to see what she's about. If it resonates with you, the
it
choice
does,
is
yeah.
yours.
Yeah. And I get my ass kicked too all the time.
I know.
Spirit.
Sometimes you fall down the stairs.
Sometimes I fall down the stairs.
One time,
they go, psh.
One time I was waiting for you. I was like, where is she? Oh, she fell down
the stairs.
So
I get my ass kicked sometimes too.
So we get our ass kicked together.
Yeah,
on this
we
journey.
Get it together. You know, because I am who I am doesn't make me any special. It just makes me being the person that I am. That's it. You know, whether, you know, it just doesn't matter. I mean, everybody has gifts. Some have more than others, but it doesn't take away from anybody. It really doesn't. You know what I'm saying? But I think that people should give themselves an opportunity and don't sell themselves short.
All right, Guru. Well, thank you so much for hanging out with me.
Well, thank you for having me.
Oh, of course. Of course. How could I not have you? And I think we should definitely do this again.
Yes, absolutely.
We'll pick different topics that we'll talk about. We'll
let
focus
me know.
On those.
Yeah.
And then I'll let folks know when your podcast comes out so
please.
People can support.
Yeah,
and those of you that are listening, if you've enjoyed what you've heard, definitely share this recording with your friends,
right.
your family, your mm-hmm. platforms across the board. I'm your teacher, Victor Cruz. Stay in contact with me at the Victor Cruz Acting Studio Podcast. Oh, no. I think that'll be our thing. I'm just going to need you guys here all the time. So follow me on Instagram. I'm at Victor Cruz Acting Studio. If you want to shoot an email to me, I'm at contactus@victorcruzactingstudio.com. All right, folks. Talk to you real soon. Stay with us, and I'll see you then.